Welcome back, everybody, to Overdunk episode 29. This is the Competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, and today I am joined by NA's runner-up and not new faces to the show. Well, maybe one or two. But for the most part, these are all familiar ones that you are well acquainted with. This is IX Gaming. Welcome back to Overdunk, everybody.
Yo, hello. What's up?
Yo, what's up, Zoinks?
Everyone.
Yeah, welcome back, guys. For most of you, you've already been on the show a little bit, but because we are going to be putting this on a podcast and stuff, so they can't see the visual of who they're looking at, let's just do a really quick round of intros. We got a full house today, so let's make up a little snappy who you are and then what your role for IX Gaming is. Who better to start with? For David, you're in my top left.
Hey, what's going on? My name is David SB. Nobody knows what the SB stands for still, so your guess is as good as mine. But I'm the GM of IX Gaming and the daddy here.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that is my favorite ARG now of the Pokemon Unite scene, is we all are trying to find out what the SB means. I'm sure there's a prize on the line for whoever can figure it out. Retsu, why don't you go next?
Yo, what's up? I'm Retsu. Many of you may know me as a former Lucario player, but now I am the Hoopa player for Team IX.
Very nice. Okay. The transition to Hoopa, I'm sure it's been smooth sailing. It sure looked like it. Justin, how about you go next?
Hey everyone, I'm Justin. I'm the head of community and manager for IX Gaming. Pleasure to meet you all.
Very cool. Another manager on the show. I feel like, well, IX as an organization is providing those. We've had one other IX manager on for the GT squad, but now the main IX squad. So very, very exciting. Nudo, how about you do a quick intro?
Hey guys, my name's Nudo. I've been playing MOBA for a while now, and I just like playing Absol in this game. It's fun.
Very cool. Awesome. The Absol extraordinaire. You definitely turned a lot of people's heads in this last tournament. So exciting to watch. OG, you are here, but I know you're not usually communicating too much through audio. So if you want to hang out, please go ahead and introduce yourself. Otherwise, we'll move on to Rin. Cool.
Hello. My name is OG.
Not a bad one. We have to believe it. We have to believe it. Podcasters won't know the difference. Rin, why don't you round out our little section of introductions here?
Hi, my name is Rin. I play the broken characters.
Yes, broken characters in the broken area. I suppose that could be said for your squad. But awesome, welcome back to the show, everybody. Like I said, most of you have already taken part in an Overdunk episode before. We are at episode 29 at this point, so not too much of a shocker. But guys, when I'm talking to this IX roster, it's a little bit different than the last time that I had an IX squad on. So some newer additions. Pikadiff will be joining the show at some point, I believe, tonight. But you guys have added a couple of new ones. Rin, Retsu, and I believe Nudo are all brand new introductions onto the squad. So I just want to hear, how did the three of you guys end up on IX Gaming?
Originally we were looking for players on Blossom to reform that team, but we weren't able to find people because there weren't enough free agents in the roles we were looking for. So
gotcha.
Then we got approached, and OG and Pikadiff were looking for a team, and Retsu and I were looking for a team. And so, well, they weren't looking for a team. They were on IX, and they were looking for players, and Retsu and I were looking for a team. And so we were trying to think, like, how can we, like, find players? Because we're still having the issue of we don't have a Hoopa.
Mm.
And so we thought, what if Retsu role swaps, and then we just go find an attacker or something, right?
Yeah.
So, and then I was just like, oh, what about Nudo?
Mm. Very cool. The puzzle pieces align a little bit there. Nudo, did you and Rin play a bunch before, like kind of ladder demons together? Is that why you got the vouch from Rin to be joining the squad?
I don't think we really ever played together until like season 4. Feel like we played for like a couple of nights here and there. And yeah, I think I hit him up about maybe joining Blossom because I was looking for a team.
Okay.
And then he said he wasn't sure if he was going to stay with Blossom or if they're going to move around. And he hit me up with a DM about joining IX. So I was like, let's do it.
That's awesome. Very cool. Well, you found yourself a really, really good home. I got to admit, I think IX Gaming has got to be one of the biggest fan favorite teams in the scene, and recently even been finding some of the biggest success in the scene. So I guess my next thing coming out of my mouth has to be congratulations, everybody, for a huge, a really amazing placing. Unfortunately, not quite the first place, but hey, a runner-up in one of the most competitive tournaments we've seen so far. Absolutely gets a big congratulatory statement from me. So congratulations to David and your squad, but all the players, and Justin for piloting this ship a little bit to a great round of success. So you guys definitely earn it. On Overdunk, I like to ask some fun team questions, get to know the squad a little bit more. But hey, I've already had a lot of these players on. I've learned about your team, so I'm going to shift it up a little bit. I want to focus it in on that most recent tournament win on the May Finals. And one of my questions that I'd love to start off with is, who's the team MVP for May Finals, awarded by your own squad?
Justin.
Justin, okay.
Gotta be Justin. Send up our scrims every week.
Okay.
I tried running all the scrim stuff before on Blossom. It was actually terrible. I would never want to do that again.
Fair enough. Hey, Justin, you have a hard job. You've jumped on the metaphorical grenade in this situation to be running it. So you've gotten the owner and team award for MVP of the tournament. Congratulations. No, but if Justin, you had to choose one, Justin, if you had to turn around and choose someone else on the squad to be MVP of the tournament, who's your vote going towards?
Oh my god, that is so hard. Everyone makes the most and the best contributions to the team, and honestly the team would not be where they are today without any one of them. So
I was gonna say he's doing a great PR answer. This is great.
I am an OG fan, so not to be biased or anything, but OG is my MVP.
There you go. The forever MVP. Okay, that's all right. Great. So we have one player and one manager award for that MVP. I'm okay splitting it. That's totally fine with me. Congratulations to your squad. Another thing I want to ask, when we're casting these tournaments or watching at home, we don't get the opportunity to hear the in-game team comms. Maybe that's for the best, considering sometimes you never know, but you got to get amped up. You got to be excited about the games. Was there any like really funny moments that happened throughout the tournament? Any like moment of spotlight where you're someone picked the wrong moveset, something happened, someone was trash talking someone else on your team? Anything like that throughout the entire game, or was it all was just business? You got to take down this tournament.
Oh, I do have one moment where I want to mention during one of the bracket games. We were all like so focused on the game. The team was so focused, and all of a sudden we heard this new voice, and everyone just stopped what they were doing and was like, "Is that OG? Is that OG?" And we just completely forgot about the game, and that was just so funny to me.
Amazing. When it does happen, you absolutely have to turn and immediately acknowledge it. Yes. Okay, fair enough. I love that. That OG, the MVP, also the funniest moment. So comedic timing's important, and that's
it was hilarious. Yeah, Nudo was saying in the chat, but as soon as like that voice popped up, Rin out of nowhere is like, "Who the beep made the call?"
That's a fantastic. Well, good. I am glad that was able to be provided as a fantastic moment. All right. Well, then last question, and we're gonna go into the into the bracket here on stream and like talk about your run through this one. Not an easy one by any means. You had a ton of extremely tough games all the way to that grand final situation where you were able to reset. It was epic. That's spoilers, maybe. But we're gonna talk about all that stuff. One thing that I wanted to ask you though, was there any game in particular that stood out as like maybe the most, what one felt the best to win out of all the games in the bracket? We'll talk about them individually, but was there any game that stood out to any of you on the team, was like, that one meant a lot to me and maybe our entire team?
Yeah, have you seen the chat? Probably probably being Nemesis.
Okay.
I won't go into explaining why.
Okay, sure. Well, yeah, I won't ask then, but that's totally fine. Hey, we gotta have rivals. It's not my job to know what the rival is there for. It's just my job to hype it up. So that's exciting. Nemesis going down. That is fantastic. Great job to that roster to be able to stomp that team. That one's gonna feel good. So we'll definitely get into the rest of it here in a sec. But yeah, why don't we jump into the actual bracket? So I have it up here on stream. I can share my screen for everybody in the Discord call if you want to be able to watch what I am looking at. But here we go. This is your bracket run in the May finals. You started up in the sixth seed in your first game going up against Fazbin. So a couple of, you know, old roster mates for a few of you, and to a team that was seeing a lot of success through the qualifier and things like that. It was a 2-1, so a pretty close scoreline. Was it as close as the scoreline looked, or was there maybe a game dropped in there that didn't feel the best? Talk to me about this game versus Fazbin's.
This game, we went in kind of heated because they try to DQ us at the beginning.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
So we,
that's
we right. We had some. We went in kind of heated with that, but
I see.
The one game we went in, they flipped a zap on us. So I guess they got the better position on us and won the flip. So
okay.
Other games weren't nearly as close, so it was a pretty comfortable win.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, there was a DQ potential of a DQ situation. I mean, Battlefy problems definitely seem to be the source of a few quandaries this recent tournament and tournaments past. We're still out there looking for a great tournament platform to handle everything, by the way. So any website that can totally own it from here on forward, that would be amazing. But okay, the next game, this is the one that a couple of you said felt the absolute best to win, was Aphelion versus IX Gaming. So Aphelion, aka Nemesis, this is going to be, of course, Rex, Atreyu, and Trainer, Yufan, everybody a part of Aphelion, you guys know him. 2-1 again. Was this one closer than the previous game?
So Zoinks, OG did speak up in the chat about that previous game.
Okay.
He kind of talked about it as he's quote-unquote, he said, not close. Bro, we won last second.
Okay. Well, hey, last second can feel like an eternity sometimes. So
yeah, it was close.
Okay.
Oh, true. One of the games on Fazbin's, right? Yeah, we dunked last second.
Oh, okay, gotcha. But very nice.
Was whatever. The Aphelion game. Aphelion game, I can't recall, but I'm pretty sure
they played Duraludon on the first game. Yeah, that's the only thing I remember.
Oh, interesting.
Duraludon first game, and then they swapped to I don't think they swapped to Absol. No, they did Duraludon first game and swapped to like they kept doing weird stuff. Yeah, like Aegislash bot.
Okay, interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay, so definitely still continuing on their reputation of trying to be one of the more experimental teams in terms of Pokemon composition. Do you find that to be a tough situation to run into? Like, does a Duraludon in the selection screen make you have to reset a lot of your own game plan? Or were you guys very comfortable in the composition that you were running pretty much all tournament?
I think seeing a Duraludon made me laugh.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was pretty comfy with a comp because we're running the Absol and Sword, right? So if they look at Duraludon, he just dies.
Yes. There's not many targets that don't just die when a Sword and an Absol looks at them, which is a very, very exciting exciting combination of Pokemon to watch. I like the combination of the Sword and Claws. Looks real good. Looks real good on screen. But let's talk about that composition a bit then. So this was the composition you were running pretty much the entire time. Nudo, you were on the Absol in that attacker role position. Retsu, of course, on Hoopa, and Pikadiff was playing the Blissey the entire time, I believe. OG, of course, we're pretty much on Lucario the entire tournament, if I remember correctly. Was there any Serena play in that tournament? I don't think so.
Yeah, no, I didn't play Serena.
Okay, yeah, you would be the one. And then Rin, were you on any Greninja or Cinder this tournament at all?
Oh, was I? I think I was Aegislash the whole time, right?
Okay, gotcha. Does that feel weird for you? I feel like whenever I watch you in a tournament bracket, you're always swapping it up. Did it feel weird to play one Pokemon through an entire tournament?
Well, one Pokemon was really overpowered, and so I wanted to play it. So we played it.
Yeah, that's some good math. That'll get you some success. What do you find so strong about Aegislash right now?
He has everything in his kit, and he doesn't have nothing. It's really stupid. He can objective rip. He can rip enemies. He can live forever. He never dies. He has utility. He has secure. He has literally everything and then some. He can tower dive. He can hold 1v whatever. He can kill people on his own, like 1vx.
Yeah.
He can, I don't know. He shreds zap in 2 seconds because he can. Because the devs decided to allow that to happen and for some reason buffed it. Because that was a good idea.
Yeah. The buffing, that may be the more questionable thing about this game is the buffs that happen rather than maybe the lack of nerfs. But yes, very, very interesting. Okay, your composition definitely found you a lot of success. You were confident even when headed into a team like Aphelion that can throw a lot of curveballs and stuff like that at you. So very exciting. You found a lot of success. You're headed into your next game. This is up against Gaming Gladiators. Not the last time you'll see them in this tournament, but in this winner's bracket side that you were playing them in, you did end up getting 2-0'd. So, talk to me, what happened in this game for it to be such a wash in One Direction?
That was a throw.
Okay. They won with a literal last second dunk that shouldn't have been dunked, so.
Yeah, here,
They lost the game and then we threw it.
I see.
Our MVP griefed.
One game we,
yeah, there's a little bit of grief in there.
They got a last second push. We couldn't break the blitz. Zugzwark score. Second game. That was first game or second game? I don't remember.
It was the first game. Yeah, we missed out. I think we thought we were a little more ahead, so we started, you know, a little bit of damage farming on a goal when we should have been communicating about stopping a couple of the smaller scores.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, hey, it definitely happens to the best of us in those situations. But okay, a little bit of a grief situation. And unfortunately, the game slides out of your control, ends up going 2-0 over to Gaming Gladiators. You're headed down into the loser's bracket. Now, you just had two pretty tough close games back-to-back before this game. How was the mental state when heading into the loser's bracket side? Were you guys, obviously you didn't throw in the towel, you still had a great rest of the run. However, was there a little bit of like, great, well, we lost there, our tournament hopes are over, or was that the moment that you knew you had to get your heads on straight? What was the mentality after heading into the loser's bracket here?
Everyone is free, though.
Go next.
Yeah, our mentality here was like, I just told the team, I was like, yo, let's try to make do our best, make at least top four, right, to qualify. Mm-hmm. And then let's see how far we go. But and we managed to, you know, just get into the finals.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, it sounds good. It sounds like your team. I mean, you have all been playing the game for a long time. A lot of you together. I definitely have the utmost confidence that your team's going to be able to, like Nudo said, just go next. You got to reset the, you know, reset the mental, jump back in the game, and then go up into your next game. Rin called this next one a little bit of freelo. You're headed into the in-house of IXGT. So this next game, you're still running that same comp, but you're, you know, playing a little bit of a family dispute. How did this game go against IXGT?
Tragic. It was a tragedy. I didn't want to knock them out. I was kind of messed up.
It was sad that we had to play our, like, this is an elimination game for our sister team, right?
Yeah.
But, like, it was, I felt like it was a wash because we played very clean. It was just...
Okay.
Yeah. It was just good games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And before this, maybe a question for Justin. I know you are in charge of setting up scrims for this team and everything. Were you scrimming IXGT a lot leading up to this tournament?
So ever since a little after we had the team of IXGT, the Bina, the manager of GT, we actually decided to set up a in-house every Wednesday. Okay. And so during those times, we would talk about, you know, comm strats or and even do scrims and do limit testings and do things, what are those. So I think those really helped out a lot in our practice and our tourneys.
Gotcha. Yeah, you mean you know the team you're going up against very, very well, which the dark side maybe of they know you quite well. But when those two situations happen, it's going to come down whoever made fewer mistakes. Retsu, you were saying your team just played really, really clean. A good, fantastic, well-played game. You end up winning that one 2-0. So, congratulations there. You end up making the top four. So, definitely the most coveted spot of these entire tournaments. You auto-qualify for regionals. Don't have to worry about doing championship point math to see if you make it in the top eight outside of this top four. But you're moving on. You're going up against Fullsend. So, Fullsend, of course, AOS Cup winners, headed into your next round. They were the number one seed in this tournament as well. How did this game go down? You did win 2-0.
So we scrimmed these guys. Yeah, we scrimmed these guys a lot. Scrims were very favorable in like our direction.
Okay.
We knew where they're coming into with the you know, the EU strat that they did last tournament with like Sylveon, Blastoise. So you know, just knowing that they're going for the flip, right? We just as you see from the VOD, we just ran to their points and dunked.
Yeah. Hey, if you got that home goal zone open, you got to make it happen. Okay. Very, very cool. Do you think that you match up really, really well against Fullsend as a team in general? Like, do you think that, you know, 70-30 in that matchup, consistently you'll take that one?
I think so. We match well into Fullsend, yeah. Okay. Every single one of our lanes is stronger than theirs, so...
Gotcha. Well, that is definitely going to help when trying to win a game. But okay, awesome. Next game, Prom Diff.
I think one of our strengths in our composition is also like Sudden Assassination. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got the Absol, we have OG on Lucario. We have Rin usually playing a jungler with a lot of burst potential. Right. So when you're up against a team that one of their strengths is to, you know, have a really good, I'm not going to call it a flip, I think that's, but you know, like the quote unquote flip, right? Like they're able to secure Zap. Being able to like take them out before Zap, I think, is a good strategy against them. And, you know, we excel at that. So,
okay. Awesome. Well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, there's a lot of high HP targets on the other side. But again, if you're able to have that huge amount of burst, like David was saying, that is going to be a big boom. So you're able to take down Fullsend, find yourselves in a rematch versus the Gaming Gladiators on the top. So I'm going to just throw on the game a little bit in the background while we are talking about this one. So you're headed into the rematch. How confident are you feeling headed into this next game? I'll skip past my face.
Into this game, this rematch, we kind of knew what comp they're gonna test out, right? They're gonna run what they beat us with before.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just gonna stick with our comp,
yep,
and try to assassinate any targets and just play like out macro, just try to play better.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Do you think that this composition they were running with this Pikachu was done directly to try to counter your team?
No, I think in the reset they countered our team with that tankier comp.
Yeah, it was definitely an unfortunate. But Nudo, were you eating good just knowing there's a Pikachu on the other side? Pokemon you could definitely jump on and delete as whenever you want to.
I mean, I was eating good, but that's because the IXGT manager Bina came to drop off a sandwich for me.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Mid-tournament.
Yes.
You got sandwich diff. That's amazing. Okay, I guess a little bit of a prize for taking down the squad that they manage, but you're able to use it real good. That's hilarious. I love that. That should be a fun fact on the screen showing up right now. But okay, awesome. So in this game, it was a pretty close game in this series, but you were able to win this first set of games. Also, Pikachu, welcome to the show. I didn't get a chance to introduce you when you got on, but hey, welcome here.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Not too bad. So, Pikachu, talk to me about this game. You're in your first set of matches versus Gaming Gladiators, your rematch situation in Grand Finals. You know you have a long road ahead of you to try to win this game. What is the thought process going into a bot lane as strong as Gaming Gladiators?
I think just having me, Retsu, and Nudo working together, you know, synergy is really important to me and then for us as a team. And as long as we trust one another, we're up for any challenges that's ahead of us.
Love that. Okay, very good. Yeah, trust in the bottom lane is going to be super, super important. I mean, if you go down in that situation, it can be quite detrimental, but any KOs, on the other hand, you can net yourself Huge boons for the squad. So that makes a lot of sense. But okay, so you able to win the first part of this reset. And then we headed into the second one, an even footing for both teams. However, unfortunately, this one did not go your way this time around. What were you guys feeling? What happened that made the win just barely elude your grasp?
So they swapped to the Venue Trevenant comp, which is very, very tanky, right? So very unkillable comp. We decided to stick with the same comp, thinking we'd have enough damage to like burst through the tree or even Venue.
Mm-hmm.
But they just played better, like, you know, kited us.
Yeah.
Took our HP and left. they just kited us and just played well. Very well.
Yeah, this play we just watched, by the way, I could not believe that you guys were able to secure that Dreadnought. Like, Rin, where you just, like, took Toon and brought him over to the other side of Dread Pit, and so he couldn't unite the Dread. That was a masterclass. I love that. Great play. But anyway, but yeah, so, like you were saying, Retsu, that second game, they switched to that very, very tanky composition. Venusaur, of course, always known as, like, the Death Ball composition being built around them. Petal Dance Giga Drain, so absurdly strong when it comes to resetting those HP bars. And then you add a Trevenant to the mix with Horn Leech, which, speaking of busted moves, and that Pokemon is crazy good right now. So, amount of displacement and health regen you had available to you or available to them definitely proved to be a little bit too much. Nudo, talk to me, did you consider swapping off the Absol at any point, or were you just like, we're in this deep, we may as well try to find a win with this?
Yeah, that's pretty much the thought. I mean, honestly, we didn't really get to practice that Absol attacker very much. It kind of took me by surprise too that we were going to run it in the tournament. The one time we actually practiced it with the day before, we scrimmed from Brazil in full send.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we just ran it in the tournament. But gotcha. Before that, I was practicing other attackers like Pika A9 and stuff.
Mm. Gotcha. Okay. Well,
he's lying to you. He's actually a dirty one trick.
No. no confirmation, no matter where it comes from. We have no confirmation, but all right. So a little bit of an accusation, a little bit of a claim. We'll find out where it's going to be. But we will find out where it's going to be because you guys have qualified for regionals. You're going to have that second place seed. I believe that's how the seeding is going to work out for the tournaments. They've been oddly cryptic about that. Maybe you guys know better than I do. But yeah, you're going to be headed into regional. So congratulations again on the second place win. I know obviously everyone would love to have that first place, but hey, again, the most competitive tournament we've had so far, a second place earns a big congratulations from the squad. So shout out to you guys. You were playing phenomenally all day at a great tournament. But let's jump into a few questions about this tournament that I was having when talking about this team specifically. You guys played for, what was it, a grand total of 2 weeks before this tournament actually kicked off?
Yeah, about two to 3 weeks.
Two to three.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, Pikadiff, you were even mentioning it. Synergy was a huge boon to your squad. You guys were able to play together very, very well. How did that synergy, like, get built up so fast? Was it just you've all played together before, whether it be in ladder or on other teams? Or, I mean, was it just, like, was your practice paying off that well that your synergy was already unlocked by this tournament?
So I played with everyone before, but
okay. As
soon as we got together as a team, and we're IX together.
Mm-hmm.
We were all playing rank with one another, and we kept on playing games one game after another. There were some nights where we would stay up until my time, 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, playing rank, just so we have that synergy built together.
Yeah.
And also having Justin getting scrims for us, and getting scrims in, and scrimming other team in North America and from Brazil helped us a lot as well.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Cool. What teams from Brazil were you scrimming against?
I think they're
team Mazo's team.
Yeah, Baby Mazo.
Team. Very, very cool.
And we've also scrimmed the number one Peruvian team.
Cool. Sounds good. That's awesome. Well, I gotta use your connections. Maybe I can get those guys on the show. But that's fantastic. I mean, hey, a little bit of variety. Do those teams play in any substantially different way than the rest of North America?
Yes. So
oh really?
Yes, the Brazilian team, they love to ARAM. They just fight you. They just keep fighting you. I love that game style. Like that play style much better though. It's much more fun. Like yeah. No flipping, just brawling, just mm-hmm. straight fighting.
Objectives? No. The only objectives are the five yeah. Pokemon on the other team. That is
first Dreadnought gets deleted like when there's 3 minutes left.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's just one gigantic first Dreadnought fight for the entire game on that beach. Oh my gosh. I love that. Okay, very cool. Well, I'm excited to see that playstyle happen. And when it comes to Worlds eventually, it's gonna be a lot of fun. We'll see if it could take some games off of. Obviously, experience, very big important thing in this game, so we'll see what strategy ends up winning out in general. But okay, so your synergy was built in, you know, the fires of 4 a.m., 5 a.m. ranked grinding together as a squad, and then of course, Justin, you cannot be understated how much help the scrims and everything and having a well-scheduled, oriented practice for actual scrimming helped the whole roster. So that makes a lot of sense.
To all the managers out there, I have to say, like, Justin and Bean are some of the strongest managers I've ever seen. Wow. They literally bring the team together. He is there from 10 minutes before the scrim all the way to the end of the scrim on voice comms with them, taking notes, recording their VODs on different POVs, and taking notes that the team is saying and putting them into documents. I mean, both Justin and I do that for their teams, and it really helps build the synergy. And, you know, we even play things like Gardic Phone.
Very cool. Well, awesome. Justin, you have a lot of skills feature for a team. But just, David, make sure you're careful, because now teams are going to be just throwing money at Justin to make sure they get access to that Google Doc. If you get access to that Google Doc, I think that's that is the map on the back of the Declaration of Independence for sure. Awesome. Guys, the next question I had was about your team composition. So the one that you played all tournament in May Finals, we had the Absol and we had the Aegislash. Definitely some off-meta picks. Do you think that a lot of the success you found in the tournament was because people didn't know what to expect from coming from your team? Or do you, was that at all a factor? Or do you feel that you were just literally skill diffing the entire tournament all the way to second place?
I think skill diff is kind of like the name of our team.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I'm sure most of the teams in that bracket, right, knew about our comp because we're scrimming them before, each major tourney.
Cool.
So they knew... And, Noodle's known for, playing a mean Absol, right? So. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. OG just said, skill diff 100.
Okay. 100. Yes. Awesome. Yeah, I live for OG's chip. Skill diff 100 the entire way out. There's a point where you got to agree a little bit, right? When you're watching these tournaments, every time I watch IEX, yes, you guys do play a very clean game. Your macro was on point, obviously. But I do think the big touchstone that I would if I think of IEX gaming, I think of mechanical prowess. Like your team have so many experts in what they play on your squad, and you guys play it to perfection. If all of those pieces can work together as a team and, you know, build that synergy quick enough, you're definitely going to be hitting amazing form. And you guys were hitting that. So that makes a lot of sense to me that is how that went down. But that's awesome. So a huge amount of early success for this roster. 2 weeks in, already a huge, amazing placing in an official tournament. I'm sure you guys are going to have more tournament success to come. But what is the, is there any game plan for keeping, if you even want to call it a honeymoon phase, but if there even is a little bit of that, what's the game plan for keeping that up? Obviously, you've been practicing really, really hard, and it sounds like you're continuing that. Maybe this is a question for Justin. What's the game plan for keeping this squad on track?
I guess it's just a lot of practice and practice, as you said, just building the synergy and just team bonding activities, I guess, like Gartic Phone.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been definitely trying to book as many scrims as I could whenever we're free. And the team, whenever they're done with the scrims, they've been laddering, as Pika said, up till 6 a.m., getting up the leaderboards, just rank gaming. And although it may seem like it's just work, 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 I think, the most important thing is the friendship of everyone. Yeah. Everyone just gets along really well. Whenever we make a mistake, we try to figure out together, and I think that's just wonderful altogether. So really kudos to the team for that.
Yeah. Power of friendship. Very, very strong in this squad. I'm happy to hear that. That is fantastic. But hey, if there's anything that's going to keep a honeymoon phase alive, it is absolutely the power of friendship. So I'm glad that is on IX Gaming's side.
Like, you mentioned I wanted to say, like, you mentioned a honeymoon phase. It makes it sound like you think we're just, like, grinding out or whatever just for, like, this little small part when we're just starting off as a team. Everyone on this team is, like, a gigantic degenerate. So I
think well, that's good. Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't want to believe that that is the case for your team, but I mean, this is the first tournament that we found a ton of success on with this five roster, so that is very exciting to me. That is not the case at all. I mean, if there was any fears of that being the case before, all the stories that you're saying about your team, the amount of work you've been putting in for scrims, the amount of just raw hours, like you were mentioning, as the degenerates of this United scene, yeah, no, I think any worry of it being a honeymoon phase have completely left my mind. So excited to see what you guys are doing forward. So let's talk about your go right ahead. As well,
OG just said degenerates except for Retsu, who is now on the,
yeah, the cracks in the team's armor.
Our friendship. I fixed my sleep schedule, dude.
Yeah. How could you, Retsu? How could you? Fair enough. I mean, we all got to do what we got to do to perform our best, right? I mean, listen, North America, we got a problem with alarm clocks, all right? If we can avoid that, then we'll be in good shape and we'll have a good time at Worlds. So, Retsu... Yeah, exactly. Well, awesome. I'm glad that we have avoided that in general. But let's talk about your opponents in the grand finals that you run up against in GG. They've kind of returned to that team to beat slot in the scene. They're maybe a little bit shaky than they once were, but they're definitely the team that like everyone wants to take down again. Now, is there some specific strats, you know, getting written down in the IX Gaming, you know, playbook to beat Gaming Gladiators? Is there like, are you guys scrimming each other? Like, is there a chance you're just not gonna scrim that team in an, you know, in an acknowledgement that they're the ones that you want to beat? Anything like that? Any specific stuff written up to take down GG?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, we haven't thought of anything yet. We obviously talked about it, but
yeah,
haven't practiced anything yet. And okay, the scrims are up to usually up to Justin, right? They either contact him or he contacted them.
Okay.
So
I'm getting them next week. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay.
We haven't scrimmed them yet.
This guy's very interesting because, like, we know there's a good chance of, you know, having important matches against each other.
Of course.
So like the last scrim for 2 hours, I think Toon played Cram as jungle and Rin played Gengar the entire 2 times over the 2 hours. So they didn't, you know, bring their typical jungler, which we're going to use in our comp. So
I see.
The scrims are interesting.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit of a place to experiment, and if, what better place to experiment than one of the best teams in the game for both of them? I mean, they're going to try to bring experimental stuff against you, test it against some of the best in the biz to see how it works, so that makes a lot of sense to me. But okay, awesome. I think that's a great place to wrap up the main finals. Thank you so much for discussing that tournament very, very in-depth with me. Let's pivot a little bit to some more nitty-gritty in-game stuff for Unite. So, I want to talk team compositions. You mentioned you were going up against Full Send. They were playing the flip comp that they were in EOS at the same place. If David didn't want to call it a flip comp, I'm going to call it a flip comp. You were playing up against that matchup. Was that the only time you played that in the whole of the tournament? Against it, rather.
I think so. I don't think any other team played flip comp in the tournament today.
Interesting. Why do you think that's the case in North America? Why do you think that it kind of fell off a cliff all of a sudden?
Egos.
Okay.
Not sure if it fell off. In scrims, we ran like across it a couple times.
Okay.
There's also a couple teams that are running the you know, the split buff technology.
Yeah. Yes. But, yeah. The new technology. That is true. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Nudo, you were saying that you saw a team that was playing it a little bit.
Oh, I don't remember. I thought maybe Fazbins are doing something like that.
Okay. Gotcha. So a little bit of split jungle may have been the remnants. EU was still seeing a ton of that composition. However, North America, Rin, maybe you were saying it was a little bit of egos not wanting to, you know, go into the flip comp style of composition, instead going for a bit more of a team fight. So interesting to see North America trying to be its own thing by sticking to the old ways, maybe? I don't know. I guess let me ask you then, we had that recent balance patch. Blastoise was maybe the one of that that composition that got touched most dramatically. Is that composition gone after this balance patch, or is it still going to exist in some kind of fashion?
I don't know, honestly.
Yeah. I'm sure, but
I think it's pretty beautiful.
Dragonite? Yeah, didn't Dragonite get buffed? So
yeah, that is true. A return to Dragonite a little bit. Man, we all love watching two Dragonites just Dragon Dance around Zapdos pit and beside each other for 20 minutes. And it definitely helps. But okay, interesting. So maybe just that composition gets tweaked slightly. I mean, that being said, I wouldn't mind it as much if Blastoise didn't exist. That one is the one that always frustrates me when watching that team fight happen. Pikadiff, you are playing the Blissey in a lot of these compositions. So, I mean, you are the one in charge of shutting down CC. Of course, in any kind of flip situation, you have a very, very important role. Is it a stressful composition for you to play against when you're playing against a flip composition?
No, not at all, because we always put ourselves in a good position to not even flip zap and just go and score.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I mean, if you can break a couple of goal zones in either lane, that's gonna be a huge boon. Okay, makes sense. Well, that's the counter, folks. Make sure that the home goal zone's open so Retsu can do Hoopa Portal things and make you all look good. I like to hear it, but awesome. Well then, I guess your comp, we've already talked about it. It stacks up pretty well against that. I mean, you have some huge burst damage. You ran into one stumbling block, but hey, Nudo's saying they got more options to play. Your composition can adjust in future tournaments if you need to head into other things. But I want to ask you guys as a squad, are you expecting kind of the same thing as this metagame for regionals? I know Delphox is like rumored to be releasing this week. I believe it is releasing this week, upcoming. So that might adjust the meta. However, when I was reading the Pokemon, it doesn't seem like it'll be a huge game shifter unless its numbers are just absolutely nuts. Do you guys think that we're going to be heading into a very similar meta for regionals? Or do you think that this recent balance patch has shook things up enough?
I don't think too much has changed in the meta. Yeah. Like, Hoopa is still Hoopa and Blissey is still Blissey, and those two characters are not balanced in any way, shape, or form. So.
No. Yeah, they are not. There are two constants, and that is, Hoopa Portals and Blissey Safeguards. Yeah, that sounds like it will stay forever. Well, Retsu, you're just new to Hoopa Jail, so luckily your stay has not been as long as others, maybe. That's not too much, but okay. Rin, even on the jungle pick, you think that Sword is kind of here to stay as your mainstay for now?
Probably. They didn't really nerf him at all, so I don't see why it would change.
Sure, yeah. And then, I mean, the most, the most popular counter pick towards Aegislash or something, do you consider Cinderace to be a big enough of a threat to play Aegislash right now, or are you just outscaling and out-diffing Cinderaces?
Why do people say Cinder beats Aegislash? I don't get it.
Range? But, I mean, Wide Guard does help with that bonus, but...
Yeah, I don't think Cinder is anywhere near beating Aegislash.
Okay.
I think that character is not good.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. So, no Cinder, no problems. You guys are going to be cruising on. Interesting. All right. So, not too much of a composition change. I think that's about what I expected. I mean, the balance patch definitely brought Blastoise down a little bit more to parity, so I don't know if we'll see that as much. But, hey, who knows? Delphox could change up things even a little bit. We're not sure. But let's do one last pivot and let's start looking towards Worlds. So for our last tournament right before that is going to be this regionals, obviously going to be the biggest tournament that we've had so far. Money back on the line, just like EOS with a little bit more dollar signs beside it. Could be a very exciting tournament for that. Also a return to group stage. So what are your team's thoughts on the group stage? Is it something that excites you, or would you rather just be headed into a very large double bracket scenario?
Wait, what's the difference between group stage and double bracket?
I mean, just double a limb bracket, like just jumping right to that.
Yeah, but what's the group stage? Like, what do you do in group stage?
Didn't we just do that in Aeos Cup and I showed you exactly what it was?
Oh, that thing. Yes. Isn't that a round robin?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So it's a group stage where you play in a round robin format, right?
Gotcha. Oh, yeah. Round robin is cool, I guess.
You like it? Okay. Like interesting. Very, very cool. Retsu, your opinions on group stage?
I don't mind the round robin. Like, you know, last time Blossom kind of got put into the death group.
Yeah,
like the Soul Save death group. It's pretty sick. It's pretty fun.
Okay, yeah, bit of a blender you guys found yourselves in, but hey, that's all right. Yeah. That's all right. New squad, new roster, new looks, yeah, for sure. Okay, so you guys are actually going to be the top seed this time going into your group. So you know, be a little bit better than last time. I don't believe, were you top seed going into AOS? Doesn't matter.
Blossom was second seed, I think.
Second seed. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Yes. So you're headed back into group stage. You're going to have that first seed spot. It's got to be a little exciting for your squad as a whole. That's awesome. It's going to be an interesting tournament. But we have to remember what we're playing for. I was mentioning big tournament. Obviously, we get to crown who's the best of the best in North America. The money is great, but let's face it, the two biggest prizes at the end of this one are the Worlds invites. We're finally here. This is the tournament to make it to the first Worlds in London later this year. Very, very exciting. I know everyone wants IX on that ballot, at least everybody in this call. When you are headed into that tournament, obviously you guys are going to pick your team to be the one to make it all the way there. I can't ask who your predictions are, but luckily there's two teams going to Worlds. So who are your predictions to be the other team headed to Worlds for North America?
GT.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. I hope all your bonus paychecks are coming in soon from David. I'm joking. No. GT is a great squad. Any other team being voted for other than GT here?
I just got to go with the PR answer.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay, well, hey, let's face it, I think GT is a sick squad. I mean, you did take them out of bracket, but you know, they lost to you guys to get eliminated. So if you guys are making it all the way there, GT could definitely make some things happen. I mean, IX Gaming, hopefully you guys don't have to run into them again in bracket. You know, a little bit of knock on wood for that to be happening, but that is great. IX GT and IX Gaming, man, that would look real good on some promotional tweets coming out of your org, David.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Obviously, it would be so exciting, not only for you, but of course, all of these players to be able to be making it underneath that banner. That's awesome. Well,
oh, yeah, and a group photo with you.
Yes. Oh, exactly. No, well, we're also going for that. Does that mean I get signed by IX? I'm pretty sure that's what I heard.
I was going to say IX
Doinks. Yeah, IX Doinks would look real good on a jersey. I'm not going to lie. but
you heard it right here. You're going to get one.
Okay.
You will get one.
The only important person to hear it was me, and I definitely heard it and wrote it down. And awesome. Great. I love it. Well, at Worlds, there won't just be one other North American team. IX Gaming and IX GT are going to have multiple regions to be going up against when you make it there. I always love to ask this as kind of a conclusion to this show. What regions are you really excited to play against? I mean, you've already been able to scrim some of the South American teams, a Peruvian team, Brazilian team, and you were able, I mean, in days gone by, we were able to play a little bit of the EU scene in tournaments and play with them even in some of the ancient Unite days. Guys, what regions are you excited to play against?
I'm mainly excited about Japan.
Okay. Retsu's pumped about Japan. Rin wants to dunk on EU. Rin, why do you want to destroy EU more than destroying everyone else?
Because I know a lot of people over there, and it'd be funny.
Yes, that is true. I mean, comedic relief is a great reason to want to dominate a scene. I love that. Nudo, how about you? Any teams you specifically want to take down? Or teams, regions?
No, nothing in particular. Just play the game.
Gotcha. Yeah, whoever's in front of you is obviously going to be Absol's next meal. I like to hear that. Pikadiff, how about you?
I think Japan, just because there will be no ping diff and we'll be on the same ping. So it'll be an interesting match to participate in.
I think, yeah, no ping diff everyone gets to go to London. Very cool. A huge event, World Championships, amazing. Let's face it, all these gamers are just excited to play on zero ping. Like, that's going to be the biggest benefit for them.
I love that. I'm West Coast, and every single tournament is East Coast. It's so messed up. I play on 150 ping or whatever every single game.
Rin, you're gonna be like Brock Lee dropping the weights at Worlds, man. It's gonna be sick.
Dude, it's actually unfair. It's not balanced. You can't play Eastern Lucario in this thing.
No?
We got IRL regionals here, just like Gaming Gladiators are.
There you go. Ooh, IX boot camp? I like to hear it. Awesome.
OG says he wants to smash EU and Japan.
So. EU and Japan. Okay, sandwiching the best of both worlds. I like to hear it. Awesome. I mean, there's going to be some amazing games at Worlds. I think it's going to be very fun. I mean, my first instinct, and obviously my bias is going to shine out, I think NA is going to absolutely dominate whatever we run into. But I think it is going to be fun to see. David and Justin, how about you guys? What do you want to see your roster run into?
I want to see Korea. Okay. So, you know, I started, you know, esports and gaming in Korea.
Yeah.
And I was living over there. And I'm actually going to be there for the month of June.
No. Oh, so cool.
Hopefully I'll get to connect with some of the casters and stuff over there, get to know them, and then I can laugh in their face once we beat them.
There you go. Ammunition. I love to hear it. That's awesome. How about you, Justin?
I would say Japan, just probably because I know a lot of instances while the team is grinding during the nights and they match up against Japan, they're always talking about the ping difference. Mm. And so I'm really excited and looking forward to seeing Japan. But
yes,
all in all, I think, yeah, I'm rooting for all the teams.
Sure. Okay. Fair enough. Good manager answer. I like to hear that. But awesome. Yeah, a little bit of a cop-out, but hey, that's okay. Perfect time to do it because we're wrapping up the show. So thank you so much, IX Gaming, for joining here. Congratulations again from me on a fantastic May performance. Okay, and just good luck performing in regionals coming up in just a few short weeks. Gonna be such an exciting tournament. I'm excited to watch. But before we close out here for good, I want to give all of you a quick chance to sell out, shout out, plug, whatever you want to. It's just your stage for just a short little minute here. We can go around in a circle, make sure people know where to find you on the internet, all that good stuff. David Orgoner, start us off.
Just want to say GG's to Max Sauce.
Oh. All right, good stuff. Glad it's out there. All right, Justin, go ahead next.
I'm on Twitter mainly for IX Gaming, and yeah, that's pretty much it. I had a really good time today. Thank you very much, Soinks. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you so much for joining on the show. It's been one of my favorite episodes so far, for real. Retsu, how about you?
My Twitter and Twitch, at Retsu Unite.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I love
GG's, Max Sauce. You got folded.
Good stuff. That's coming from a few of the players too.
Kind of just as rival here.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm all here for the beef, baby. Okay. Someone put OG's Twitter handle in the Twitch chat for sure. Make sure you go follow OG as well.
OG was taken.
OG was taken. Absolutely. Make sure you guys are going to follow Nudo. How about you?
I don't know. Same thing, I guess. GG's, Max Sauce, you got folded twice.
Twice! Gosh! Wow.
Toxic.
Yeah, I was going to say he's catching strays, but these seem very directed shots. Okay, Pikadiff, how about you?
Twitter is at Pikadiff, and then that's all I got to say.
Okay. Rin, I will let you close out the last of your sellout shoutouts.
Yeah, actually, it was more than twice because we rolled them in March finals, too.
Oh, there. The tally is strong. Okay.
Wait. Damn. You
did. Rin, where can people follow you on the internet?
You can go on... my stream is just Rin, R-H-I-N-N-E, and then YouTube is the same, and then Twitter is I'm Rin.
Okay. Awesome. Make sure to go check all those out. Subscribe on the YouTube. We got to get those pro player YouTubes up and running. I love that content. I'm a big, big fan. But awesome. Guys, a quick Unite Mic plugs to finish off. You can find all episodes of Overdunk here on our Twitch channel, recorded live, as well as posted onto YouTube and every podcast platform that is out there. So if you're already listening on podcasts, make sure to just, you know, like 5 stars, all that good stuff. Like the YouTube video. You know the business. On our YouTube channel as well, my co-caster. Deucenext has a show called Late Night Unite, which is a one-on-one interview style in the fashion of late night comedy shows, things like that. That is also all on our YouTube, so check it out if you want to hear even more from Unite content creators and players. It's a great thing to do. Otherwise, thank you so much for hanging out, everybody. Make sure to tune in to the regionals. Cheer on the stellar IX Gaming Squad and their sister team, IXGT, who I'm sure they're about to head into a very heated scrim with in just a couple of minutes. So good luck even in there. But that is bringing us to the end. They have been IX Gaming. I have been Zoinks. And this has been Overdunk. Have a great night, everybody.